Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Hey there, thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and as always, I am super stoked for today's episode. It's just going to be a classic Berta country episode. It's just going to be chill. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. We're chatting with the guys from the Orvald Wayne Show, and it's going to be awesome. Before we get too into it, I always just like to get the show started. I like to let you guys just tell me a little bit about yourselves, what you do in the band, and kind of your little shtick with this project.
I'm Patrick O'Neill. I play drums and some guitar on a few songs.
My name is Chris, and I play mandolin and I sing.
My name is Orvald Wayne. I play acoustic guitar and sing and dance a little bit.
And write.
And write some tunes, yeah.
Writes the tunes.
Awesome. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got this project started and kind of why? Because it's relatively new to the Edmonton music scene.
Very new. Kind of crazy little story, but I think year and a half ago, I met Patrick. I'd never met any of these guys before. I met Patrick at H2O's. This is a plug for H2O's in Edmonton. Great place. We were playing pool. I was playing pool alone, and he came in alone. And we'd met one time before very briefly, and we kind of chatted. We spent the evening just yapping. And then he asked me to come take photos, because at that point, I wasn't playing music or making music at all. I was focused more on photography and videography and stuff. So we kind of talked about that with his band that he was in, You Mean Zach. And I ended up coming to one of their shows, I think, a couple days after that, and didn't really miss anything, any jams or any shows after that for a year straight, pretty well. And then I kind of got the itch and I wanted to make some music. And I had all these guys, like, they're my best friends at that point. And so it kind of worked out perfectly. It was like a kind of fate almost.
It's a little different from our perspective.
Now tell me your perspective.
He was kind of our manager, a photographer and stuff. And unfortunately, he's really, really good at writing music. So he's no longer that. And we're playing for him now.
Well, I still, yeah.
He still does.
I'm just bugging you. Not as much. No, yeah,
not as much.
True,
so
it's true. I kind of, yeah. It was all according to plan.
Yeah. It was all a big plan. But we're really, really happy that that's the way it worked out. Because now we get to play a different style of music. Something I've never played before, country music. And he gets to sing his own songs.
I like that. That's awesome. One of the songs I want to talk about just to start off the show with, this was a solo demo. You can find it on Bandcamp right now. You can't find it on Spotify or YouTube. So head over to the Bandcamp. You can buy it for a couple bucks. I'm always pro go buy the songs for like a mere $2 or something like that on Bandcamp. It's not a lot of money to you, but it means the world to these guys. First song I want to talk about is Dear Alberta. What a beautiful song. And I mean, if you're an Alberta person, this one just like it hits you in the little Alberta soul. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, that's like that's very new. I wrote that a week, 2 weeks ago now, I think. And I was kind of in a little bit of a writer's slump block. I hadn't written anything in a little while. It was bothering me a bit, and I was just sitting at home. And I was like, I'm just going to write a song, like simple song then just about Alberta. I was like, I'm just going to write a song about Alberta. I love Alberta. I was like, that's easy. I can talk about how beautiful it is and stuff and how much things mean to me. So I kind of just started with that and just strummed away a little bit and wrote that in an evening, kind of just the verses. And actually, our friend Sheldon Lazotte, another Edmonton musician, he sent me, I put a snippet of it on Instagram on my story, and he sent me a message at like 1 a.m. And he was like, I think I got a good chorus for this. And he just sent me a voice note singing those lyrics, the chorus lyrics. And it was perfect. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what the song needed, and kind of added to that. And then the next day, I think we filmed it and put a video on YouTube and on my Instagram. And now I just clipped that audio and put on Bandcamp. And yeah, it's cool. It kind of just came out of nowhere, really. From what I thought was just kind of an exercise to get me writing, it kind of turned into something that I think is pretty, pretty special.
That's cool. I didn't know Sheldon was a part of that.
Yeah, it was cool. It's like, oh man, this is perfect.
Sheldon's moving in with me next week.
That's awesome. What does your writing process kind of look like normally?
It's kind of different, depends on the time, but usually it's just kind of a constant jotting down phrases or ideas or words, and then sitting down and trying to write something. And like the other, or the that day that I wrote the Alberta, like I spent like 7 hours. Like sometimes they'll just get really deep dive and have nothing, like absolutely nothing until like 1 a.m. and I'm like dead tired, and then something comes. So I think it's just like it's just kind of hacking away at ideas and getting frustrated, and then not playing guitar for an hour, and then coming back an hour and a half ago, and then it finally ends up into something that's usable and maybe not usable, but it's mostly just consistently jotting things down, ideas, and then trying to sit down and actively like write, you know, not necessarily just kind of wait around. I used to do that with other artistic endeavors, just wait for inspiration and stuff, and I didn't really find that to be too effective for consistency. Yeah, so it's definitely more calculated than I would have done if it was this was years ago. And yeah,
right on. I like it. We're gonna spin that song right away here, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about some of your other ones, one that's not quite out just yet.
You never heard of rivers and mountain streams, it's called Alberta. It's where I'm from and it's where I learned to roam. I hope I make it all so I can come back home. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. I'm Alberta born, it's where I'll be. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. I'm Alberta bound, it's where I'll be. Far away skies and rivers wide, the winter cold make you pay for the summer time. It's where I fell in love and where my grandma died. There ain't no other place I'd rather live my life. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. I'm Alberta bound, it's where I'll be. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. It's where I'll be. The land is old here, it's not yours or mine. The claim was laid long before our time, but it's our duty. Take care of everything inside. Save these prairies for the next in line. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. I'm Alberta bound, it's where I'll be. Alberta, come and swing me sweet. I'm Alberta bound, it's where I'll be.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with a bunch of the guys here from the Orval Wayne Show. We just listened to One Year Little Solo Demos. It's available on a Bandcamp called Dear Alberta. And we'll talk about some of your other music in just a sec here. But first, I want to talk about just the name. I really like the name of this project here because it's called The Orval Wayne Show. I really like that at the end there. Why don't you tell me a little bit about like coming up with the name and naming your project this?
Yeah, so Orval Wayne's my middle name, or both my middle names, and they're both my grandfather's names. And we were actually at Zach, who's not here right now, plays lead guitar and is Chris's brother. We were at a Charlie Crockett show, actually, and it was just such a good show that I feel like we're just like, this is like a show. You know what I mean? It's not just necessarily a concert, it's a show. And then we were out having a smoke after the show. And Zach kind of just said, he's like, the Orval Wayne Show. We should call it the Orval Wayne Show. And then we kind of just ran with it. I loved it immediately. I was like, that's great. It leaves so much room for growth. You know what I mean? Like it can be anything. It's a show. You know?
I like it. And now what, you've played quite a bit of live shows, especially around this Edmonton area here. What do your shows kind of look like right now?
Yeah, we've played a handful. Yeah, quite a few, I guess. They pretty much look like a regular show, I would say. To be honest.
A lot of pyro.
Fire duck. Yeah, I think, Chris here is quite the comedian. So I lean on him and his brother to kind of drive the show forward. Sometimes I'm very new to playing live, so I sometimes will get a little bit, I'll either get too talkative or I'll get a little quiet. So they kind of help even that out. But yeah, right now, to be honest, it's a show full of good music. I'll say that right now. 20 one-liners and a couple of moments of awkward silence. But you're going to have a good time. And it's only going to get better from here.
I love that. These shows sound amazing. So I want to talk about, you have a handful of songs out right now. And I assume an album is coming out in the works, maybe slowly but surely.
Yeah, we definitely definitely have the songs. We're just kind of waiting on money. I'm just trying to, I just need to, you know, save up a little bit of money so we can get in the studio, get them recorded properly. But other than that, yeah, we got lots of songs and we're cooking songs all the time. So I would say there will be an album out in the spring.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna talk about one of the songs that's available on the Bandcamp, and it'll be coming out on Spotify and everywhere else November 16th. But in the meantime, go to the Bandcamp. Buy these songs so this dude can save up some money and put out an album, because we're really going to want it. Trust me. One of the songs I want to talk about right now too is Maybelline. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
That song. Well, I'll start with this. I've never met somebody named Maybelline. the name works good. But I think that was like one of the, like probably first within the first five songs I ever wrote, I'd say. To completion. And I think I was going through a breakup at that time, and I was just kind of, it was a one, I wrote it in one evening and I put it on Instagram and I took it down because I thought I sounded real bad. And it's not that video, it's actually not great, but yeah, just kind of every line kind of, it doesn't all necessarily attain to that specific breakup. I think it's like all these things you experience and you kind of pull them all together to make one little cohesive story or give one feeling away. But yeah, it's about love and love lost, I'd say. And a lady named Maybelline.
That's awesome. I too, now thinking about it, I don't think I've met anybody ever named Maybelline either.
Actually, anybody named Maybelline is just a good
Chuck Berry song. It was his first single. Was it? Yeah.
There you go. Now, what does we've talked a little bit about how like the lyrical process works, but you got some other guys in the band. What does the like musical creation process kind of look like? How do you write those beautiful backing tracks?
Well, Ty usually comes in with almost always a fully finished song, which is really nice. And then we all just kind of, we'll run it through a few times and play it and just kind of try and find where our part fits within it and then plug away at it. And over time, you just add extra little, no, what's the word for it?
Ear candy.
Make it all pretty and polished. But Ty comes in with full song usually, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it's nice that we can kind of step back and, you know, add to the music, you know?
It's basically like they take care of everything. I'm coming with some words and usually max four chords. And they kind of just, I play it through a couple times and then they just jump on it and it always turns into something better for sure. And it's great to have them. I mean, I think you got to surround yourself with better musicians than yourself and then you're on to something good. So That's what I'm trying to do.
I like it. We're going to play that song in just a couple minutes here. But another one, which I'm assuming is going to be all on that same album together, was Pretty Little Lady from the Fair. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, that song is actually out right now on Spotify and everywhere. That song is about North Country Fair. And I guess I'm gonna have to out this information, but I've never been to the North Country Fair. I'm kind of a liar, I guess. Is what I'm saying. I've never been there, but I think it's a universal experience. It's just falling in love at the fair, and it's a beautiful place, as I've heard. Bob, our bass player, he's a big North Country Fair guy. It's one of his favorite times of the year. He never stops talking. Yeah. But I actually know quite a bit about it. And one day I had that little, the line for it, the chorus line, I guess. Just, I don't know, fair. It just worked. It sounded cool. So I had that, and I was sitting in the backyard of the band house, and Bob like never stopped talking about the fair. So I think he brought it up, and I was like, oh, the fair. I got this like little line. We should write a song about North Country Fair. I think it was like shortly after he got back from the fair. So we just sat down and we kind of wrote. He helped me. He gave me the details, helped me with all the, so I had accurate details so I don't get in trouble. And we kind of just wrote it on the back deck that day. And that's how that happened. And then we took it downstairs and the boys ran away with it. And we had a pretty cool song.
Pretty neat. You never really know listening to your songs what's real and what's not. It's all a mystery. It's very fun.
All a mystery.
And I never ask.
Well, I'm asking now. We're going to out it all. That's awesome. No, I really like that song because I grew up in Ontario for a number of years. And there are fairs every weekend there, like county fairs. I'm talking like pumpkin contests, cattle shows, little Ferris wheels, chocolate bars, deep fried on sticks. It's a lot of fun. So when I heard that song, I like it because, as you said, I've also never been to North Country Fair in particular, but I feel like this song kind of resonates with any kid that grew up in the fair, regardless of what fair in particular was. So I think you did a really good job capturing that country fair kind of vibe. We're gonna spin those two songs right away here. We got Maybelline and Pretty Little Lady from the Fair, and then when we come back, you send me some songs from some other local artists that I definitely want to chat about.
Day trying to retrace the lines of September. Footprints were stolen by the dust or the wind, I don't remember. Traded my soul for a shot in it forever and always. But forever don't last. Well, the tears that I cry to wear a disguise like the devil in a dress made of memories. If the sun does rise in the Alberta sky, then I promise you I'll make it to the city. Maybelline, follow me, will you please? The sun setting now in this little town that I've grown to love. I fell for a sunset that I knew I couldn't touch. This before, and I'm damn sure I'll do it again. Gas tanks on empty, but I'm fuller than I've ever been. Well, the tears that I cry wear a disguise like the devil in a dress made of memories. If the sun does rise in the Alberta sky, then I promise you I'll make it to the city. Maybelline, follow me, will you please? The proud of not living the way I was told. Well, the tears that I cried wear a disguise like the devil worn in a dress made of memory. If the sun does rise, the Alberta sky, then I promise you I'll make it to the city. Follow me, will you please? Maybelline, follow me, will you please? Follow me, sweet, sweet Maybelline. Pretty little lady with the long black hair. Well, she's that pretty little lady from the fair.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting down with a bunch of the guys from the Orvald Wayne Show, just a really cool, chill country group out of Edmonton. I really like your guys's like really old traditional style of country. I don't know if that's a real thing, but I absolutely love the sound. And you sent me a couple songs here from some other local artists, and one of them in particular we got some of the dudes sitting in from. So Running in Circles from You, Me, and Zach. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and that project?
Yeah, Running in Circles was a song that you, me, and Zach wrote probably a year and a half ago. We recorded it 6 months ago, I think. It's out. And the riff, the intro riff, I was just trying to rip off Bahamas, just kind of like one of his kind of dirtier tones, but it ended up sounding kind of clean on the record. But I think I was just trying to rip off Bahamas at first, and then it turned into, it doesn't sound like Bahamas at all, but the riff to me, I was like, I just ripped that off. But yeah, and then I don't even really remember how I wrote the words for it. I think it just kind of came together. Bob's old place.
Oh yeah, Bobby Rhodes Studios.
Yeah.
Bobby Rhodes.
It's a fun song. Do you want to say anything about it?
Yeah, it's fun. Sitting on the dock by the bay.
I think it's a cool song. I think they got three guitars ripping all the time. So that's like that's a good sound. That's a cool sound. That doesn't
guitar band.
Yeah, they're a guitar band. They got guitar solos coming out of everywhere, and they're good.
Just guitar solos coming out of everywhere. I love it. Another song you sent me to, I was absolutely stoked when you sent me this one. We'll play Living Free by Carter Felker here. And I was stoked because we played Carter on a previous episode, on the Booker Diduck episode. We played Nothing But Net. I've been able to see Carter live, and he is as good of a comedian as he is, or like a musician. I just thought he was the funniest guy out there. I really did the whole show. And even though his songs, I feel like, are relatively sad at the core, you couldn't tell just by like how many jokes he was making in between. It was a great show. So I was really stoked when you're like, I want to play him on the show. I was like, yes, let's do it. So why don't you tell me a little bit about Living Free and Carter Felker?
Yeah, I just kind of became familiar with him, and I met him in the wintertime in Edmonton. And yeah, he's a great guy. He's hilarious. I just think that sounds just a beautiful song. Like, the lyricism is great. There's a couple lines in there that I can't tell you off the top of my head right now, but I did text him or message him once and be like, this line's crazy. It was so good. But yeah, he's a great guitar player and a great songwriter and a good guy. He's funny. Funny as hell. So yeah, no, I think it's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs right now.
Right on. Well, I am super stoked to spin it because I'm also a big fan of Carter. He is just a funny guy and a great musician. We're gonna play Running in Circles from You, Me, and Zach, and then Living Free by Carter Felker. When we come back, we do have to wind down the show just a little bit, but I do have one more song we're gonna chat about before we go.
Circles again, eyes on the sun, can't find a friend, holding all of Breathe the air. been thinking lately that everything that I do's gonna turn out wrong. So I sat down at my table and wrote another mediocre country song. And it don't mean that much to me, but I've been trying since 23 to make it pay. I'm still playing empty rooms for 50 bucks and a little booze, I guess that's okay. My laundry's piling up, so I found my cleanest shirt and I might go out. My lady's in the living room and lately all we seem to do is scream and shout. You think through all the beer and smoke, a flower like her begin to choke, but she's holding on. We've cut ties so many times through gritted teeth and teary eyes, but the love's still strong. Oh, the moon, it looks so pretty tonight, but they say it's gonna rain. Living free has been such a pain. The job I work is easy, they let me come and go as I please. But I've been here for so long, the boss says he expects more from me. But then I'll hit the road and play for folks that I don't know and leave a piece out there, that when I come back home and see the faces that I know, it's so hard to care. The weather here's been lousy and I've been feeling drowsy, but I can't sleep. And when I do, it's mountain peaks and dreams about hills so steep. What does it mean? I guess that I'll keep pushing on and hope this silly country song will find some ears. 'Cause I never thought I'd be doing this in a million years. All the moon would look so pretty tonight, but they say it's gonna rain. Living free has been such a pain. Basketball star, the best I ever seen. He played the power forward, was 6'9" and mean. With his skill and will, he would have climbed that hill up to the big someday. 'Cause as sure as he was tall when he shot the ball, you could hear the people say, "Nothing but net, you better place your bets." Like a fish is wet, he don't break no sweat. Bet you double, it ain't no trouble. It's nothing but net, nothing but net. But he blew out his knee the first game of college and never was the same. He hung his head till his mother said, "Son, you gotta use your brain." So he got a degree from the Polytechnique up the road from his place. Pays his bills and he gets his thrills with a screen in his face. Nothing but net, you better place your bets. Like a fish is wet, he don't break no sweat. I'll bet you double, it ain't no trouble. It's nothing but net, nothing but net. down by the lake. Living online, there's no peace of mind, and he needed a break. So he's up with the dawn with hip waders on, pulling on a line. Though he says the words, they ain't what he heard once upon a time. Nothing but net, you better place your bet. Like a fish is wet, he don't break no sweat. I'll bet you double, it ain't no trouble. Nothing but net, nothing but net. Nothing but net, nothing but net.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with just like a good, solid, classic country band, the Orval the Wayne Show out of Edmonton here. And we just listened to a couple other local artists that he sent me, Running in Circles from You, Me, and Zach. And part of that band is also in the Orval the Wayne Show. And then we also listened to Living Free from Cardo Falco. But I want to bring it back to you just a little bit and chat about your final song that is already out, available on all the streaming platforms. This one is Like a Crow Flies. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, that's a cool song. That song, I wrote that tune. Me and Patrick were working, doing a little side job in the summertime or springtime, cleaning up leaves and stuff with this guy, great guy, Steve. And I was listening to a lot of Townsend's Aunt that day. We just listened to music all day and rake leaves. And I was like, I'm going to write a song today because I wanted to write a song. And I was just going to listen to him. And one of his songs, he says, talks about a raven one time. And I know crow's not a raven, but I was like, oh, sweet. And I was like, okay, maybe a crow. And then I just, the first line that I thought of was like, as a crow flies, or that nautical term. And I kind of just ran with that. And it's similar to like the story of Maybelline. It's just kind of pulling from multiple experiences that I've had and different things have happened and I've been through, and coming on to like a solid idea of what the song is supposed to say, and pulling from everywhere and trying to get a finished product. And start off very simple with just kind of that picking pattern and that little riff at the beginning. And then I brought that to the boys, and they kind of ran with it like again, and it turned into kind of a different, more alternative kind of tune. And I think it sounds really, really great on the record. And we did a good job in the studio. That was the first song we recorded ever. I've ever been in a studio for, and I think it went real well.
I also think it went really well. What studio are you going to?
We recorded those three songs of the EP at Voodoo Architect, this studio here in Edmonton, with a guy named Jeremiah Simmons. We met him through a friend, and he offered to record a few songs for us and get us in there like right away. And yeah, it was awesome. It was really great to work with. He's a very calming guy, and he was easy to chill. But we got to the chase, and we didn't mess around with like retakes a bunch of times. We did it pretty straight up. And
he has cool gear.
And he has really cool gear.
He has the U87 that Alanis Morissette used on Jagged Little Pill. The actual mic.
Yeah, that's the mic I sang
that's
into.
That's cool mic.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
That's
yeah.
The mic that I sang into, yeah.
And he built the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
It has plumbing, a bathroom in it, and it's just in his backyard. It's like a garage.
You wouldn't know.
It's so cool. He's a very cool dude.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
That is actually super cool. I love that. Before we play Like a Crow Flies, you're a pretty up-and-coming band. You're doing a whole lot of things. So is there anything in particular we should be keeping an ear out on you from you for?
First, November 16th, Maybelline is coming out. We got a show December 6th at anybody in Edmonton at the Aviary. See me and Zach and Nico Tobias band. And then, we'll be on CJSR on It Takes a Village with Rhea March. We're working on dates, but either, I can't even say the date. It's next Tuesday. It's either the first Tuesday of November or the second Tuesday of November, but that'll all be on socials and everything at the Orville Duane Show. I think I'm doing a show with Carter actually in Calgary on December 15th. His song, or Songsmith Sundays, I believe it's called, at King Eddie's. And I believe that's everything. It's on the docket right now. We're going to be recording music soon. And yeah, that's it.
Super cool. I love it. So I will definitely link you in the show bio, as well as you, me, and Zach, and Carter Felker, so you can find all these dudes super easily, because you're definitely going to want to keep a tab on all three of the bands. I am super excited to hear more music from you. In the meantime, here is Like a Crow Flies from the Orville Duane Show. That's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.